Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Thursday, May 29th. Two online fundraisers have been launched following a fatal workplace incident in Chepstow. Emergency services responded to an incident last Friday along Concession 6, where they discovered a man was trapped under a concrete wall. 37-year-old Nick Wood of Hanover died, and 35-year-old Joseph O'Brien of Aaron Eldersley was transported to a London area trauma center. One online fundraiser aims to help pay for Wood's funeral and also to support his two young children and family. The other fundraiser for O'Brien is to cover any needed medical expenses not fully covered by insurance. The Ministry of Labor is investigating the incident. A teen girl who went missing from Owen Sound a month ago has been located. Owen Sound police say 15-year-old Jillianne was reported missing back on April 28th and has been found safe. Police released a statement saying support and vigilance shown by the community played an instrumental role in helping bring her home. The annual Rotary Huron Shore Run's making its return to Saugeen Shores this weekend. Leadership team member Jordy Farrell says the event this Saturday will begin at 7:30 with staggered starts for runners.
This year, we have been working really closely with our town, and they have agreed to shut down the roads on the entire course, and that's going to make a big difference, both for participation and safety.
The funds raised from the run will go to support the Saugeen Memorial Hospital Foundation in purchasing an automated dispensing unit. The price of a garbage bag tag in Owen Sound is increasing on Canada Day. City Council quietly endorsed Operations Committee meeting minutes Monday, which contained an update to the city's fee schedule, including a 50 cents increase to the price of a bag tag. They'll cost $3 each by July 1st. It comes as the city rolls out its new green bin program for food waste and other compostables. Weekly curbside collection of green bin waste is set to begin in Owen Sound next week. To Queen's Park, Ontario Premier Doug Ford's Progressive Conservative government will be amending a contentious mining bill. Bill 5 was protested by First Nations and environmental groups over concerns it infringed on treaty rights and weakened laws protecting endangered species. A spokesperson for the Premier says the bill will move forward, but a provision will be added to require consultation with local Indigenous groups. And in national news, Canada Post says it has put forward a final offer to unionize postal workers preparing to strike. The Crown Corporation says the proposal ends mandatory overtime and adds signing bonuses for rural and urban letter carriers. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers says Canada Post is playing hardball and ignoring some of its demands in contract talks. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks headed for a higher open this morning. Futures pop in pre-market trading after an earnings beat for Mag 7 stock NVIDIA and a U.S. court order striking down Trump's reciprocal tariffs. Futures up around 1% in pre-market trading. Yesterday, selling across the board, the Dow fell 244 points to 42,098, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ were off around a half percentage point. The TSX up 14 points to 26,283. Bitcoin up more than 1% this morning to just over 108,000 US. The price of oil a half point higher, 62.15 per barrel, while gold's up slightly as well to just under 3,300 an ounce. And the Canadian dollar's at 72.29 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
I'm RJ Brighthead with the Morning Sports presented by RE/MAX. Carolina had a 2-0 lead after the first, but the Cats came back and went on to win 5-3. Florida's in the Stanley Cup Final for the third straight season. If you're superstitious, the Panthers did not touch the Prince of Wales trophy. Same as last year when they won the Cup. 2 years ago, they did touch it and lost to Vegas in the final. We'll have a championship rematch if Edmonton wins tonight in Dallas. Oilers will have to do it without Zach Hyman. He's likely done for the postseason. Moncton defeated Rimouski at the Memorial Cup and will play London in tomorrow's semifinal. NBA MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander also won Conference Finals MVP and will play for a championship after OKC eliminated Minnesota. Bo Bichette's pinch-hit two-run home run in the ninth clinched the series against Texas. Blue Jays host the Athletics tonight. More wins for the Yankees and Tigers. They're pulling away from everyone else in the AL. And 18-year-old Victoria Mboko from Burlington is into the third round at the French Open. Now, here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Port Elgin Devils doubled up Terra Ladies 4-2 in Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball League action. Tonight, the Owen Sound Bay Sox are set to host Lyle Astros at Tom Williams Park. And in Ontario Junior B Lacrosse, Owen Sound North Stars have a road game against Elora Hawks. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. Your weather is coming up next. Cloudy with a chance of some showers today and a high of 15. Tonight, still a slight chance of some rain through the evening, then mostly cloudy overnight, a low of 10, and mainly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 21.